Straight up, we're bringing you something from Joey B and Stone Boy.
Sorry, I'm not barring out there. One Joey B and one.
And the song is Affection.
I came up late. I know they look.
Welcome, guys.
I hate the chase.
Buckle up for yet again another exciting episode of Waffle Drive.
She likes my style.
The one and only podcast designed to address social issues and bring liberty to young voices in our society. I'm saying it and I'm saying it again. We are venturing uncharted territories and we are enlightening the youth and the millennials of this day and age.
When I get up, she's just a bee, she's just a bee. Shouldn't waste here, yeah, she did wear waste bees.
We are currently living in a society where we find it very difficult to, you know, express our views or things pertaining to the society. So this is a podcast designed for you to do that. Mandela said, and I quote, fools multiply when wise men are silent. Another good quote I love coming from Dr. Martin Luther King. And he says, in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. Okay, Indimbe, from the book Arrows of Rain, said, a story that must be told will never forgive silence. We're in place to say welcome to yet again another exciting episode. As we proceed to give you what you need, my name is Terry. And with me today is the one and only multiple award-winning DJ. DJ Apich Kololo is in the building with us today, giving us fantastic music as usual. That's right.
Well, all right, all I could give you my time.
And you know I can't do this without, ladies and gentlemen, I can't do this without my co-host, the one and only woman in showbiz who is able to address social issues. I call her the abled Bellavoma, the abled, because she's able to do justice to modern day issues. Ladies and gentlemen, without much or without further ado, is Bellavoma in the building today?
Hello. Hello, everyone.
That's right.
It's good to be here today, too.
Is that your bedroom voice?
No, this is my normal voice.
This is your normal voice.
Mm-hmm. I don't like what you're doing. You're always giving me excuses. I'm always taking care of these children.
Okay.
Music. I hate you. Camino. Under me.
So, Bella will take us through the recap for last week.
Hi everyone, welcome back. Okay, so recap for last week. So last week we looked at Dr. Gary Chapman, Five Love Languages, that has been around for close to 3 decades. We had a lot of fun last week, mm-hmm. and the feedback was amazing.
Wow.
Okay, so some of the things that we spoke about last week, which was about the five love languages. One, words of affirmation, mm-hmm. quality time,
mm-hmm.
physical touch.
That's right.
Guys, their favorite part mm-hmm. was the physical touch. Then the act of service, and then receiving gifts, which is the ladies, our favorite part as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
that's only here in Africa, right? That's only here in Africa.
No, every woman likes nice things, please. And every man likes physical touch.
Tomorrow.
As well. Yeah. Okay, so I'm sure a lot of us have heard a lot of stories about, especially women refusing to leave an abusive, unhealthy relationship.
Mm.
Okay, so sometimes I sit down and ask myself, why do people still stay in unhealthy relationship? Okay, so today on Walpa Drive, we're going to look at this and understand why people do that.
Mm.
Hence, our topic for today is abusive or unhealthy relationship.
That's right. You heard it. Abusive or unhealthy relationship. I believe a lot of us have been in relationships before. And we can address this issue just from that perspective. Why would you still stay? Do you even have an abusive relationship? It's very important. So for the last 2 weeks, we discussed healthy relationships, and we discussed some of the signs as of a healthy relationship, as openness. Sorry for your stress, so warms to your heart. How many times? Effective communication, self-love, realistic expectations, mutual respect and love, intimacy.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? I like the sound of that. Okay, so if all these and several other positive vibes is missing in your relationship, then you are on the rocky path to an unhealthy and abusive relationship. Abusing relationship is any behavior or pattern of behavior used to dominate or isolate the other partner to maintain control within the relationship and take charge. Let me come again with that. Abusive relationship is any behavior or pattern of behavior used to coerce, dominate, or isolate the other partner to maintain control within the relationship and take charge.
Look at that girl.
So now let's go straight to the forms of abusive relationship.
So unhealthy or abusive relationship can take different forms, but not limited to what we are about to discuss. Okay, so one, we are going to look at physical abuse. Okay, so when we talk about physical abuse, we are talking about hitting your partner, choking, slapping, burning, or intentionally denying your partner what he or she likes best.
Well, I guess in this case, the most important thing they would come about with is the fact that the intentionality bit there is one of the things that we should focus on, whether the person intended to do that or not.
Even if you didn't intentionally intend to do that, if you are used to doing that, then it becomes a lifestyle. So when you do it, you don't mean to do it, but you've already done it. Or to you, you see it normal to hit your partner, to choke your partner. Sometimes with the choking aspect, I mean, there are other things that when you're doing it to your partner, people prefer to be choked because it's exciting for them. Yes, but if your partner is not okay with that, then that becomes an abuse for the person.
Yes. That also brings me to the fact that if it's, you know, people engage in, like, relationships where they have their own codes, and, you know, conduct with relationships.
Exactly.
Depending on the conduct you guys have agreed on, I believe that.
So with the hitting aspect, let's say if you are in the bedroom and we are having a little fun time, and then you hit my back, and that's normal, that's fine, okay. But if I'm talking to you and you're upset and you throw your hands and you slap me
and you want to choke me,
then
that goes across the board, because exactly. Then there's a matter within that whole premise.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That is true. Then I guess the second one that we have to look at is verbal psychological and emotional abuse. Now what we are saying in here is that insults, now consistently criticizing, okay, refusing to express love and affection like you normally do, right, and this act drains the energy out of the one that is being abused and leads to emotional and psychological instability. What do you think about this?
Yeah, so, you know, when we say abuse, it takes different forms, especially the emotional part, okay? So you might not be hitting me, you might not be choking me, but some of your words that you use to me or your reaction, okay, it doesn't make me feel appreciated. It will not make your partner feel loved, okay?
And if you are
with somebody that is always looking down on you or always is not happy with what you do, nothing pleases the person. Okay, it becomes, you have to now leave for him, not for yourself.
True.
Okay.
I believe one of the things is that with the verbal, and I'm speaking for my guys now.
Okay.
You know, guys, we turn to, you know, speak, like some turn to be very loud and harsh. So maybe they may not even really know that they are doing such a thing, because there are many instances where they'll be like, what did I do wrong? And even the tone of the what did I do wrong alone is something whoever you're with may not be comfortable with.
Okay, so you know with verbal, okay, yes. Some people are naturally loud, yes. But let's say you have, you're with your partner, okay, and then something little and go like, ah, are you out of your mind? Okay, the way you can play with your friends and say, oh, this one day you mess up or you fool too much, it's normal to that friend because you guys are okay. But if you're with your partner, especially outside or even just between the two of you, and then you go like, ah, you fool too much. Depending on how you say it or even the con, some of the words are not right for you, both of you to be using on each other.
There is, I think, language for relationship.
Yes.
Whereby when we meet and we discuss and we know the way forward, we'll know that after some time, there is a language that we have established in a relationship, which is okay for us to use. Now, the detecting fact of it is the fact that if you say anything out of the language we have said, then that means that there is an issue.
Yes.
You know, and that means I can hold you responsible. So that is one thing that drains a lot of people. And the emotional abuse. You see, people don't take words for what they are alone.
Yeah.
Words go a long way in somebody's mind and in somebody's heart. So if you say something, the mind processes it and comes up with different ways to feel about it. That's why there's something called emotional intelligence that people are learning, which is to discern people and be able to know the right time to say what, the right time to ask about what, and the right time to...
You know, sometimes somebody can send you just a normal text message and you read it the first time and you might not probably make meaning into it.
True.
But then you sit down and then read it all over again. And the more you keep reading it, you keep getting different meanings
different
to
meanings
it. Okay, so maybe the person might not be meaning that, but you might be reading other meanings. You would now relate it to another situation that had happened and it gives you... So some of these things, then it becomes very emotional. You might take certain words... Very personal, and it might not be the case.
That's what I'm saying. That with that one, words have different meanings to different people.
Exactly.
You know, if you look at our culture, there are certain things that you may say outside, whether you're in Europe or something, even in the English word. But if you tell someone who's older that here in Africa that what you're doing, you're being silly.
It's causing a problem in
Africa. So you call me silly? Silly. You know, but maybe it's something that maybe Joanna and Joseph are having a discussion and they go like, oh, come on, Joseph, you're just being silly. You know?
You see,
and
from how you said it, it's different. But if I'm arguing with you and then you tell me that you are being silly,
then
I'll take it in a different context.
That has
its
tone.
Exactly.
That has its tone. And also, even culture and where you are from to play a role. Because look at the people who are in relationships where they are older, like people who are like far older than the people they are dating. If you're going to tell your sugar daddy, let me place it in that, that you are being silly, he might take it.
It will depend. If you're in the bedroom with him and you're doing certain things to him, you call him silly, you won't enjoy that thing.
Oh man. Don't go. I'm making you tell me. Enjoy sweet music from DJ Apiscolo. Okay, so I think Bella, you'd have to address
the next one,
and how it plays off from your aspect as a female.
Wow. Okay, so we have sexual abuse and harassment. Mm. Okay, so forcing sex on a partner when he or she is not ready for it is just to prove a point or to satisfy your sexual needs is not healthy. Please stop it.
Mm.
Okay, so constantly criticizing sexual performance without giving details or helping to resolve the issue is
a form
not
of abuse.
Cool.
It's
yes.
a form of abuse.
So stop it.
It's a form of abuse. And I think this is a very, very sensitive matter because
it's very sensitive.
People consider it that if I had something to do with you, if we were in the room and we had sex, you should give me feedback from after sex. And it should be a positive feedback.
It shouldn't always be a positive feedback. It should be an honest feedback, but it should...
Bella, think about it. We went and did our thing, and as a guy's ego, I'm talking about a guy's ego.
I know.
You come out and you come tell me, you know what? The strokes you gave me were really not...
We don't
impressive.
Say it like that.
It wasn't... You see,
we don't
you
say it like that. It's when... You
the
know what?
The processing is the same. The processing of the guy's... mind is the same.
I honestly
if you come and tell me something coded, I would definitely think about it and say, she means that your thing, your weenie is small. You get what I'm saying?
Well, no, usually when a lady says, will give you that kind of feedback, it's when you are done with the action and you're like, yo, did you enjoy me? You know the guys know how they feel.
It's an ego play.
Sometimes when you guys are trying to show off and trying to, then maybe
you know,
and trying, but I think that in all honesty, there should be a conversation, okay? Mm-hmm. That's this, we've been saying it on our show several times.
Because that leads to the end of the relationship, most of the time.
And we've also been telling our listeners to be able to communicate with their partner. Because if you're able to communicate to your partner, you'll be able to let your partner know all these things. And when it comes to the sexual abuse, okay, if your partner tells you that he or she is not in the mood, you don't need to force the person. Sometimes you need to understand what is making my partner not be in the mood for me, okay? And then just, no, I have to have you, like, you know, you are mine and that kind of thing, no.
So as we are saying, consistently criticizing sexual performance without giving detail, helping to resolve the issue.
Some people don't like help. Even though you try to help them, but
you know
it's either they are shy, okay, or it depends on how you talk to them. So if you realize that maybe your partner is not good in bed, like it's not performing or doesn't last well, what can you do to help the person?
But it's not just one way, because there are people No, there's some people who just want to, like, they just want to play with your ego as a guy, you know. So they just want to tell you that your performance is generally to them not good.
If really somebody that you are with, your partner that you are with, will just be playing with your ego,
playing with your
like
ego,
like consistently. Then
you see, there are some people who want to have you. It's just like in the school terms where people say that nobody can get 10 over 10, 100 over 100.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you did, you didn't meet the mark for me, even if I came. That's fair my choice.
Really?
Which I don't think is right.
It's not right because if you are
because
my partner,
is,
I don't
is,
see why...
You are abusing, you are...
Exactly. Unless you mean it, unless it's real, and if it's real, what can we do together to move past that stage so that I can be good for you, you can be good for me?
True.
Yeah.
True.
So.
Definitely.
Okay,
the next point I think we have to talk about, but I believe even with that point, that like if you consistently criticize someone's performance, whether you're he or she, it is abuse and it's sexual abuse in any way. We should generally accept it and know that it's either you are with the person and you want to work with the person to improve, but consistently, you know, criticizing is a form of abuse.
Yes,
it is. So, one point I want us to also look at is stalking or harassing behavior. Restricting freedom.
Okay.
You're in a relationship, you restrict freedom, like controlling contacts with friends and family, denying your partner access to information, locking up your room, restricting the person, mobility. even monitoring mobile phone. It is a serious form of stalking and abuse that leads to abusive relationships.
But this comes in the context of jealousy. Okay, usually when your partner is very jealous, mm-hmm. okay, then he becomes very insecure about who you're talking with, your phone calls, who your friends are, because he feels like your friends are leading you to, are introducing you to girls or introducing you to guys. Okay, so then they become very protective. Okay, even though we are not supposed to support that here, so sometimes you need to let your partner see certain things and then let them feel okay. But some people are naturally really, really jealous to the extent that you can't feel free, you can't do anything. When they go beyond that level, it becomes like they are obsessed,
yeah,
right?
I guess aside that people see something that if you are cheating on them or doing something like this, it means that mm-hmm. you are reducing their self-confidence. But I don't believe that your self-confidence comes from only what someone does. You yourself should be able to be self-confident enough, you know, to not be looking at people's phone, resort in looking at people's phones for your confidence, looking at people's phone to know whether he's cheating, whether he really loves me, basing it on that. I don't think that that is the way for us to go.
Sure.
I don't know why your partner's phone is a main issue. Which you want to restrict the person. Don't talk to these people. This lady, especially with ladies.
Mm-hmm.
This girl is not my friend. Don't be cool with her in any form or way. How?
Guys do that a lot. Trust me.
Because sometimes I feel like when guys do it, it's like, the guy has told you, Charlie, your woman, if I get down, I will clear up.
No, that's the friend. That's the guy's friends that
you're But I'm supposed to protect you. No, in that form, I'm going to come out and
choose that side. Usually, even the guys will tell you that, hey, this is your friend. I don't like her. The way she dresses, she has a lot of guys around her. She'll introduce you to guys. Or the way I see her, she's too small. She's what? Really?
Well, that's another dimension to it. So,
But
to me, restricting your partner being in... And that authoritative nature of a relationship, it doesn't push us forward.
No, because
I feel like we are staying stagnant. Like, what was the point? You know, if we're in something together, we should be able to vibe this out. Trust me, what's restricting freedom? And that causes some abuse that is, the thing is inside you, it's growing in you.
Mm-hmm.
One, it will bore you the first time. The second time is boring. Like, that's you keep on
when, that's when the, they start the throwing time, their hands.
Then the yeah. like... Like, as it goes on, you're like, Charlie, I'm just tired of this thing.
I understand.
You understand? And that's when people throw their hands and get abusive and...
So, in this context, I remember some years ago, mm-hmm. so I had a friend who said, oh, the way she has been seen, the way people... she has been seeing the way people's lovers, like, have been treating them, and they don't go here, and what you do go, and when they go out without their permission, they come and pick them, and she likes it, and it's fair. Like, the next relationship she wants a guy who is very protective and jealous, and see how it feels like.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? Please don't wear something like that for yourself. And she's like, then, oh, baby, you will fool me, Sabina, me son, or a crock from me. You know? And
I think some ladies enjoy that.
Yes.
I think I've been in a relationship where the person says, you are not possessive enough.
I've also seen something like that when he says that
you are too calm, you don't get angry
and when you are even angry you don't scatter things around. There are some people who want that kind of reaction.
It's the aggressive African nature. Some people just need that because they saw that in their father and they want to see that in their father.
She had that and now she was running away. She asked for that and God gave her that. And she was now running away
now
from
she
that.
Treasure a calm
I'm telling person. You.
That's right, we're still here. And we're going into dimensions. This is still the one and only podcast that's giving you like the millennial gist of social issues and how to come about it. We are going into why can't we leave?
Hmm.
Why can't we leave abusive relationships? And this is something I'm saying because as millennials or as this current generation,
mm-hmm.
people have the view that they just can't leave and they just can't. And a relationship being abusive is just not reason enough to leave. Like, he emotionally abuses you, so you are leaving. Hey, do you know that the next person
you know,
going to?
Yeah, the angel you know is better than the devil.
You know, and we keep on. And that's what I'm saying.
Whatsoever, so she stayed there and die, Abby.
That's what I'm saying, and that is what I started with. That Nelson Mandela said that fools multiply when wise men are silent.
That's right.
Whatever is within you that you need to bring out, mm-hmm. bring it out, address it, you know, and stop staying somewhere when there are things to, you know, address. But that is not for us to deal with. That's just for us to discuss. And we are going into reasons why, some popular reasons why some people can't leave.
Okay.
And that's the issue. Can't leave abusive relationship. And the first thing is that they believe that if they stick it out, things might change, you know. So they love their partners and they think that things will change with time. Like, give it time, sweetheart. Give it time, Joseph. Give it time, Anna. Give it time, you know. Yeah, and what they're saying there is that they might also believe that their partner's behavior is due to tough times, you know. Kwame is probably acting like this because he's stressed out.
Now he doesn't have money, lately. So he's just not himself. That's why when he's upset, then he hits. Please, it's not true. That's how when he gets money and he's happy,
they feel as though they can change their partner if they are a better partner to themselves. You get the point. And the funny thing also is that never stay in a relationship which you count on someone to change their behavior to better or for it to be better.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship and you are depending on a future date for somebody to change,
tomorrow never comes.
You know, they said something. They said the soon coming of Christ. Jesus is coming soon. You understand? And we are still waiting.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I mean? So, if the person is saying that I will change something,
the person is not saying, you are saying.
Oh, you are putting it
you
in yourself.
You are putting it
Thank you for
in
the clarification.
Yes, the person is not saying, that because before somebody will change, one, the person needs to accept there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if the person doesn't accept there's even a problem, then there's nothing to change. There's nothing, because if I don't see anything wrong with me forcing you to have sex with me hitting you when I'm upset, with me telling you my mind anytime in the midst of people, even in front of your parents or your siblings, then when will I change? Because I see it to be normal. Okay,
you know,
so
that's one of the things that is a major issue. I think the second thing is that there's social pressure to be perfect in a relationship. This thing. There is social pressure to be perfect in a relationship. Okay. So even if things are bloody, you can see the person is hitting you, your eye is bruised,
she covered it with makeup and some glasses. And some fancy clothes and nice hair, and she's done.
There was an instance where a celebrity who was married beat the wife up, right?
Okay.
This happened in the U.S. Beat the wife up. And the neighbors got scared. They got very scared. They were like, tell me, the guy is, you know, and they called the police and described the matter to the police. So police, concerned citizen, right? So the police come the next day. And per what happened in the night, from the woman's point of view, from the woman's friends, the celebrity, the guy in question, promised to give the wife $5 million. That if anything happens, like, let's forget about it. You know, and we've been saying this, when money enter, so the next day, the police came, chasing the issue. She was like, my husband never hit me. My eye is bruised because I tripped off the bathroom. And then she later told her friends the real story. Wow!
It happens a lot. Some people even just take into overtalk a designer bag back home.
And it changes. And I think this is an issue that's facing our generation. Like, it's very hard for people to come out of that because, you know, they need to keep mute or please the society.
Because they've made everybody aware of their relationship and they are shy to let people know that it's not going well.
You know, social pressures. I mean, sometimes I believe that even social media and all these things. We push ourselves in a space where there's so many instances where people have come out to discuss the fact that my relationship, I'm staying within my relationship because of this or that. So it's something we need to talk about.
Yeah.
The social pressures, we should be able to reduce the social pressures with your partner, whoever you're with.
Yeah.
I think, Bella, you can come in with the next one.
So the overly hyped relationship, especially on social media and among your close circles.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so people have showed a lot of good side in their relationship to the public. So even if it tends to be abusive to the point of death, they can't leave because of fear of being judged.
Definitely.
Exactly to the point we made in the second one. Okay, you've made everybody aware that, hey, this is my guy, and I'm here, and this is my girl, and I'm here,
and he's
I'm
so
this.
Good.
Yes.
And she's so good, you know. So it's difficult for you to go back or to post, even concerning the social media thing. People would always post the positive.
Yeah.
Because the positive life attracts.
Of course.
So posting the negative.
Even if, you know, with how our things are, even if you.
It's recently that the IG live and stuff is helping us to know that, okay, if somebody is doing something to you can just pick up your phone and start recording.
And then record
and then people will know you need help.
Yes.
You know, but to what end? You know, and it will. Sometimes I always say this, it's hard for people to believe that something like that is happening to you because you posted
because
so
of
much
how you hide your relationship or how you hide the person. So now
and this is one thing I was saying that there's this story about a man and a girl in they're in the room, right? So the girl is not in the mood to have sex that day. Basically she told the guy that no. So the girl decided that if the guy is to do anything, she would scream out rape. Okay, so they're in the room. And the guy starts the process and the girl starts screaming, rape, rape, rape. And in a subtle voice, the guy was saying, yeah, I'm raping. I'm raping. So rape. I'm raping. And the person behind, there were people who wanted to help, but
yeah,
they
but the guy, voice. Yes.
I'm raping, I'm raping. That sounded so like hey, try
you guys are
like,
enjoying yourself.
Crazy papa. You know, but you know, you've done certain things to a point where people find it hard to believe that you would even post. And when you even post it, they won't take you seriously.
Yes.
Like how they didn't take the person who was being raped seriously, you know? And so the thing is that people also fear judgment. They fear to be judged. People in abusive relationships often feel embarrassed to admit that their partner is either abusive or they are with abusive partners because they fear to be judged, blamed, marginalized, pitied, or looked down on. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That is a major issue. And I think also they also share a life together. Right? They've shared a life together, so sometimes, you know, if you think about the marriage, the children, sharing the fiance, you know, like all these things, sharing such a relationship, it's really hard for you to leave an abusive relationship because children have come inside.
Yeah.
You know, this dependency is weakened in relationships where the partner is differently abled, right? And what they are saying there is that. But there are also similar factors that affect young people's decision to stay in that relationship, including sharing friend groups and even a living situation. So let's say sometimes you think about it and you're like, we've been with these friends for so long. If I come out of the relationship, how is Jonathan going to react with this and that? And they look for relations in there.
You know, even some people church together, so they feel, and everybody knows that, oh, these two are together, and everything is fine. So even if they want to now go their separate ways, they find it difficult because when they come outside, and then people are like, hey, where is, hey, are you not with, let's say, Terry anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then to explain becomes a problem.
Mm.
Okay, then like, hey, now church, you know, then you feel, even some these things draw people back.
Yeah.
Okay, so we should understand. We might not get the full story. And basically, I don't think we need the full story.
At all.
They are in their relationship. And if they want to leave because of their own reasons, we outsiders should just understand because we are not in a relationship with them.
You know, we shouldn't be able to, as I said, to marginalize. We shouldn't be able to think for them and say,
exactly,
this is the reason why you should stay.
And I'll give you examples
and say that stay inside, do this. But I feel like if something is not good, it's not good. A few little ones that I'd like to touch on for reasons why people leave is that people go into a relationship with do or die mentality. You understand? Mm-hmm. So whether the relationship is healthy or not, they have a feeling that it's Charlie's pop culture. You know, they glamorize do or die. Charlie, love him. He's your partner. You guys go out to the end. You understand? So whatever he does, be loyal to the person. Hey, come on. No. You will do that and be killing yourself at the end of the day. One thing that people also talked about was the fact that one thing that they really, 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 really talk about is the danger to leave. That sometimes it's very dangerous to leave. And in that, they are saying that if you leave, what about the future? You know,
like how? What about the future? The same.
If you leave, they feel like you don't know what is out there. To some of them, they feel like you don't know what is out there.
But we shouldn't be scared to start all over again. We are not saying that Avia. Just anything, we are now cool. No. Okay, so we've given you some of the examples of being in an abusive
Bella, sometimes the reason why it's also dangerous is that people fear that the actions of the partner, he may not take it well. He's abusive. Or she's abusive. Mm-hmm. So you don't know the aftermath of you leaving him, what will happen. People feel like some of the ladies who want to come out, the guy is beating you when you are even in it. Mm-hmm. How much more when you want to fall out and you're running away, he's gonna chase you.
Yeah, then that is when you have to put measures in place. If you have to go to the police or something, you need to do that, okay? Depending on how severe your situation is, you need to put those measures in place. You have family, okay, who you'll be dropped back.
Mm-hmm.
And there's somebody out there who might be ready to treat you like a king, like a queen. So don't stay in something that will kill you for your mom or your dad, that's or even your future kids or your kids.
It's your life.
Yes, it's your life.
Most importantly.
So if you can't, to the extent where you know that you are choking, you can't take it anymore, please walk away.
True. The last two, and I need your dimension on this.
Right.
The first one would be with like the LGBT, that's towards that side. Now, the reason why it's towards that side is that people fear how the other person would react. So when I say the LGBT, I'm saying that imagine someone who is lesbian, right, in a relationship, and the person is coming out of an abusive relationship to enter into maybe a straight relationship, right? They fear the perception that the other person may have.
It depends. If a lot of people don't know that you are a lesbian and you want to be straight now, then it's normal. I mean, usually it's now that people are really coming out with the, what they really stand for.
Because they fear to come out of it so that they attack that you were once LGBT, you were once this, you were
once some guys will still love you for you because basically some guys say those people are good lovers. So yeah, so you still get somebody to love you.
Sometimes
so.
It's based on preference, but it's the fear of also being accepted. Would you be accepted by the next thing you fall to? It's also there. And one thing that, the last thing that I believe that catches a lot of people is the cycle of abuse will continue.
Mm-hmm.
And after the abusive instance or the abusive situation or whatever it comes out of it, there's this honeymoon makeup, you know, phrase, that maybe the person will promise you something. That, maybe, I'm sorry. Anytime he hits you, he beats you, or he abuses you, he'll come up with a promise. That, baby, I'm sorry, you know what, let's take a vacation to, you know, Miami and just go and forget about it. Let's go to Hawaii and let's go and forget about it. Let me buy you this. I'm sorry, baby. For what I did to you, I got you this.
Yes, they would get you all that you want.
Mm-hmm.
But for how long would
will
you
they
keep?
Do that?
Yes,
exactly.
They will keep. For them, they will keep doing it for you. But how long can you take it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how long can you take it? Probably have kids and let your kids grow to such a situation, and also be seeing how you are being treated. Okay, so
that is
you should also consider, yes, the money and all the things you are getting would be nice and all that, but you should know when it's okay to walk away. We keep stressing on this.
Yeah.
Know when to say, no, I'm done, and please walk away.
Yeah, so that is the major thing. So although these reasons, although there are so many reasons for which someone would want to leave, all we are saying is that they do not describe every victim. You understand? They do not describe every victim and situation. There are so many other reasons why. So we are just picking some few ones to come up with. The ultimate thing for you to consider in the relationship is your life and your happiness.
Please stress on this again.
It's the ultimate. Your life and your happiness is the most important. Don't trade that for anything.
I'm telling you.
So if you are in a relationship and the two things that are coming down, one, your life and your happiness, and it's even affecting your relationship with other people to some extent.
It is.
Then please, it's a no. It's non-tradable.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you can't do without. Please, we encourage people on this show all the time that this is a show where you speak out, we voice out. So we're encouraging you to, from the comfort of your bed, in your car, wherever you are, be wise and seek professional advice if you are in an abusive relationship. Speak out. You are still on the one and only podcast that gets you the gist on social issues. Today we've been talking about abusive relationships, or in quote, unhealthy relationships. And we've gone through the dynamics of it. We are going to, yet again, one of my favorite parts of the show. You know we love you guys. We are going to social media comments and feedback. Bella, are you with me?
I'm right here.
That's right. So quickly, Bella, if you could start.
Okay, so he says, my name is Curtis from Omajo. You guys have really enlightened me today. God bless you. Thank you so much, Curtis. We love you.
Thank you so much, Curtis.
And thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Okay, another one coming in right now. It says, Terry, please say hi to DJ Apiscololo for me. Tell him I like him. Please, can I have his number? I am Maybell from Sunyane. DJ Apiscololo. DJ Apiscololo, this is Maybell, and she says, that she needs your number. So after the show, we will put DJ Apiscololo's number out for events or anything that you want to contact him for.
So we have here, I was looking forward to an exciting section, and you guys did justice to the topic. Very insightful. Kudos. Owusu Bempa from Dome. Thank you so much, Owusu.
Thank you so much, Owusu. Thank you. We're happy to know we did justice to the topic. Why wouldn't we if we have Bella here to address
it? And we have Terry here.
To address issues. Another one coming. Sometimes it's karma. That's what the person is saying.
Yeah.
That sometimes it's karma. Paying back people with abusive relationships. if you do someone bad, bad will return to you in a stronger manner. No name. It's a lovely and interesting.
Yeah, but we don't wish bad for anyone.
But this is a dimension we didn't look at, because some people believe that if you were in a past relationship, this goes out to the people, not the person who's been in one relationship.
Okay.
But if you were in a past relationship and you were mean to the person, and now the person is being mean to you, it's karma. You understand?
Well,
whatever you when you throw a ball to the wall, it comes back to you.
Hit you right
in the forehead. Yet again, we are coming to the end of the show, but we can't do this without our sponsors. Warper Media is holding things together for us. If you're looking for an MC or
a DJ or whatever it is, events, we are into events, Walker Media is into events, they will be happy to set your event for you and MC at your event anytime you want. Also, EY Adagbaye is also out there for your African clothing anytime you want. As a male, you want to look wonderful, handsome, and look bespoke, you know, I'm talking about customized. You should contact EY Adagbaye. What he's saying is that he has a Facebook page and an Instagram page that you can follow. We would put it on our Facebook page for you to just do follow them from there. Yes. This is the shout out session. Bella's favorite session. I just want to say a shout out to our producer.
Yeah.
We love her so much. I mean, Bella, our producer.
She's doing a
and our director. The way she directs us, yeah, gives us what to do. And I mean, people don't really know, but she's sometimes mean to us, but we love her. We love her. Don't get it twisted. We love our producer. So shout out to our producer. Also, I'd like to say a shout out to lovely Sobusu Mensa of Madison Blake. Mami Sawakoto of Masako Company. She's actually my mommy. I love you so much, mommy, and for the motivation, the love, and the inspiration you give me every day. I love you. Bella, what about you? Who are you shouting
okay,
out
so
today?
I'd like to give a shout out to Nana Boasuma the first. You're not feeling well, so we are wishing you a speedy recovery.
That's right.
The only queen mother of Bagbu from Oti region.
That's right.
Please get well soon.
That's right. That's right. We love you, mommy.
Yeah.
And for that matter, we love all mothers.
Yes,
on
the
show. We stretch our hands and fathers as well,
yes,
so that they don't get jealous. So it's been a lovely session at Walker Drive today. And I don't know, Bella. I don't know.
It's about time.
It's
we
about
have
time.
To leave, you guys.
We have to leave.
Even though we don't want to go.
Definitely.
But,
so
yes,
thank you all for sticking with us. And next week,
same
we will hit
time,
you same week. Time with an amazing episode. Love you guys so much. And let's get your feedback.
Let me put my hands around. Bye.
So bye.
For now.
Thank you. Bye. Maybe.